Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller, and together we are studying Masechet Megillah. This series is a project of the Orthodox Union Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are about to start Daf Hey, Daf 5. We are at the top line, last two words on the top line, and we're discussing now a topic we haven't yet discussed, which is whether or not you need a minyan to read the Megillah. Amar Rav, Rav said, Megillah bizmana korin ota afilu biyachid. If you are reading the Megillah in its proper time, that is, on the 14th of Adar for an unwalled city, and on the 15th of Adar for a walled city, then you read it even by yourself. Every individual person has an obligation to read the Megillah. You can read it by yourself. Shelo bizmana, if you're not reading it in its proper time, that is, if you're pushing it back for some reason, it's not being read on the 14th, it's being read on the 13th, the 12th, or the 11th, or also probably if Purim fell out on Shabbos and you were reading it on Friday or Thursday. Shelo bizmana ba'asara, if you're not reading it in its proper time, you should read it with a minyan, with 10 men. So, at least that's what we assume asara means here. You need to have 10. So the reason why you need 10, apparently, Shalobi's mana, Rashi says, is that it's important when you read the Megillah that you have pirsume nisa, that you publicize the miracle. So if it's a day when everyone is going to read the Megillah, then there's enough pirsume nisa even if you do it individually. But if it is not in the time when everyone is reading the Megillah, then you should have a minyan so that there is more publicizing of the miracle. That's the first opinion. The second opinion is Rav Asi. Rav Asi amar bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana, ba'asara. Rav Asi says, whether you're reading it on its proper day or not on its proper day, you need a minyan. So Rav Asi is machmir, he is more stringent, requires a minyan all the time. Hava uvda, there was once a real life case. V'chash le Rav lahadra Rav Asi. And Rav was machmir. He was careful to do like Rav Asi. In other words, he had a group that was not a minyan, and he went around and gathered people up. You know, he started asking people on the street if they were Jewish to gather a minyan so he could read it. So he was stringent like Rav Asi. But the Gemara wants to know, Umi amar Rav Hachi, does Rav really think that you need a minyan? Why was he being stringent like Rav Asi? Veha amar Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmei de Rav. Do we not have a teaching said by Rav Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Shilat, who said in the name of Rav, Purim Shechal Lihiot B'Shabbat, when Purim falls out on Shabbat, Erev Shabbat Zmanam, then Friday, Erev Shabbat, is its proper time. Now the Gemara is bothered by this. I mean, we're going to explain what the question on Rav is in a second, but the Gemara is bothered by the language of this teaching, and it is troubling. First of all, the Gemara asks, Erev Shabbat Zmanam? What does that mean? Friday is their time. V'ha Shabbat Zmanam. Purim falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time of Purim, not Erev Shabbos. Even if you push it back, that doesn't mean it's in its proper time. Ella lav. No, you're right. That's a legitimate objection. Hachi ka'amar. Here's how it should be read. Shelo bizmanam kizmanam. That its not proper time is treated like its proper time. In other words, even though it's not officially its proper time, the proper time is Shabbat, which is the 14th of Adar, we treat Erev Shabbat, the 13th, as if it were its proper time. In other words, all the halachot and the rules of its proper time apply. Mazmanam afilu biyachid, just as you would ordinarily read the Megillah even without a minyan, even individually, af shelo bizmanam afilu biyachid, then even not in its proper time, you would read it without a minyan. Now we understand Rav's question. The question on Rav is, it seems like Rav doesn't think you need a minyan. So why was he so careful to gather one in accordance with Rav Asi's opinion? So lo, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Le'inyan mikra Megillah ba'asara. It is true that in order to read the Megillah, that he needs 10. That's true. But elamai, but what does it mean, elamai erev Shabbat Zmanam? What does erev Shabbat Zmanam mean? Not that you require 10 on Friday, just like you would, not that you can read it individually on Friday, just like you could read it individually on Shabbat, which is its proper time. It's la'afuke midrebi. It is coming to exclude. Lafuke means to remove or to take out. From what Rabbi said, De'amar Hoil v'nidchu ayarot mimkoman, since the unwalled cities have been pushed off from their place, meaning they were supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbat, and now they can't. Yidchu liyom haknisa, we talked about this in our previous recording. So once they're not going to read it on Shabbat, we have an idea that we should just push them back to the previous market day, in other words, to Thursday. Hakamashmalan, but it comes to teach us that Erev Shabbat Zmanam means that the unwalled city should push back from Shabbat to Friday, to Erev Shabbat Zmanam Hu, but they should not push back to Thursday. So as we saw previously, we wanted to argue in our previous recording that Rebbe's opinion was that once you push off the unwalled cities from Shabbos, that they should go back to Thursday. And we said that that was Rebbe's opinion. We said that at the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Bet. Here, we argue the opposite, that Rebbe's actual opinion is that even when you push it off from Shabbat, you just push it back the minimum. You push it back one day until Friday. That ends, congratulations, our first Mishnah. We have done an entire Mishnah and all the Gemara commentary on the first Mishnah. And now we are ready to begin our second Mishnah, some of which we've actually talked about in our discussion on the first Mishnah, so it may seem familiar. We're going to just do the Mishnah today, and then we'll wait, and then we'll conclude for the next recording. The second Mishnah says as follows, right where the big bolded word that says matni, mem tof nun yod, matnitin, our Mishnah, begins the second Mishnah as follows. Ezahu ir gidola, what's considered a big city? In other words, a city that's large enough to be considered a krach. Kol sheyesh ba asara batlanin, and we discussed this a little bit in a previous, on Daf Gimel. Any city that has 10 unemployed men. We discussed the different possibilities here. These unemployed men may not just be guys who have nothing to do, who happen to be hanging around like bums. They may actually be like kolel guys. They're guys that are hired by the community to be around, to make a minyan anytime it's necessary. So you got to have enough population around in order to have the money, the resources, and the people to have 10 batlanim. Pachot mikan, less than 10. Hari zekfar, then it's a village. Okay, now the Mishnah continues to go on, referring back to the original Mishnah. Be'elu, with these, meaning when we're talking about reading the Megillah, amru makdimin velo me'acharin. For reading the Megillah, we said that you push it backwards, meaning you were supposed to read on the 14th, you can push it back to the 13th, the 12th, or the 11th. Velo me'acharin, and you don't push it off. Nobody, we don't read Megillah on the day after or 2 days after we're supposed to. So the paradigm here is always pushing it backwards. Aval, but there are other situations, zman atzei kohanim, the time when the kohanim are giving gifts of wood to the Beit HaMikdash, vit Tisha B'Av, and the date of Tisha B'Av, chagiga, bringing a chagiga sacrifice, which is brought on the holidays, the hakel, and the special gathering that happens once every 7 years when everyone gathers together in Jerusalem, called Hakel, the big gathering. Me'acharin, these things are pushed off. You do them later and you don't do them earlier. I'll give a better description of what these things are in our next recording when we talk about them a little more in depth. Okay, afal pisha amru makdimim velo me'acharin, even though we say that we move the reading of the Megillah earlier and we don't push it off, mutarin, the day when we read the Megillah, since it's not actually Purim, has some leniencies. So it's mutar, it's permitted, the hesped, to give a eulogy, which you're not usually allowed to do on Purim, uvetanid, and to take an individual fast, which you're not allowed to do on Purim, umatanot le'avyonim. And also, as we mentioned, on the day when you read the Megillah, you're supposed to give the gifts to the poor as well, because the poor are expecting, when the Megillah is read, to get their sustenance. Here it seems weird that it puts it in the language of mutar, that it's permitted to give gifts to the poor. It would seem that you are obligated at that time to give gifts to the poor. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is our last teaching, we've come across this already, Ematai, when is it true that we allow them to read the Megillah on an earlier date? Makom shenichnasin basheni uvachamishi, a place where the villagers who are outside the city have a custom to come in on Monday and Thursday on the market days. Avo makom she'ein nichnasin, but in places where that is not the custom and they don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays, lo basheni v'lo b'chamishi, ein korinota el bizmana, then this does not apply, and the Megillah must be read on its proper date, which is the 14th for unwalled cities and villages, and the 15th for walled villages. Now we're going to start the Gemara next time. Have a wonderful day.